Sagt der Heilige Mishnah weiter, sagt es Temura, Perik Hei, Mishnah Gimel. This person has an animal, it's a chulin animal, it's expecting a baby. He wants to be magdish both the mother and the fetus, the unborn child, as a carbon. But he wants the mother to be one type of a carbon and the baby a different type of carbon. Let's see what happens over here. Zok Tehelik Mishnah once again, Masechtas Temura, Perikei Mishnah Gimel Oimer, if a person says, V'lada Shalzu Oila, the baby of this Chulin Behemah of mine, I want it to be a carbon Oila. The he, Shlamit, but I want the mother to be a Shlamit. Zok Tehelik Mishnah Dvarav Kayamim, there's a keem to his words. What he says is going to be, the baby will become a carbon Oila, and its mother a carbon Shlamit. The reason it's going to work over here explains about Tanura, because he was magdish the baby before the mother. Once he says the baby is an oila, the baby is an oila. Later on, when he's magdish the mother as a shlamim, the mother's kiddusha doesn't affect the baby. The baby is already an oila. But if he did it the other way around, if he first said he shlamim, the mother is a shlamim, and afterwards, uvlada oila, his child is an oila, Rezu Vlad Shlomim. It's too late. Once the mother becomes a Shlomim, automatically the baby becomes Vlad Shlomim. By you saying now it's an Oila, it won't work. You can't change it into an Oila. To be Reb Meir, as a halt, Reb Meir. Reb Yaisi disagrees with Reb Meir. I'm a Reb Yaisi. We're not going to catch him on his words, which one he said first. We want to know, what was he thinking? If this person, this was his plan to start with, the mother should be a shlam, the baby should be an oila. Now you can't say two things at the same time. He couldn't say at the same time, mother, oila, baby, shlam it. Even though, you're right, strategically, he should have said the baby first. Okay, so that he didn't think of. But in his statement, mother, oila, baby, shlam it, he was trying to say both at the same time. He just can't say two things at the same time. Memela dvar of kayamim, says Rabbi Yaisi. The mother is a shlamim and the baby is an oila. Now this is a shas machlaikis, not just in regard to Masechtas Temura here. Reb Meir holds, if a person makes two kabbalas together, the first one takes effect right away, before the second one is made. So when he says, mother shlamim, baby oila, the first one takes effect, mother shlamim. Then it's too late. Once the mother is a shlamim, its baby is a shlamim, not an oila. On the other hand, Rabbi Yossi holds, when a person makes two kabbalas together, and in his mind he really wanted to say both of them from the very start, he just can't say two things at the same time. Hal Rabbi Yossi, the first one, does not take effect, it's not chal, until the second one is finished. So when he was magdish, the mother as a shlam and the baby as an oila, both take effect at the same time. And as long as the shlam didn't come before the oila, you could have the mother shlam and the baby a carbon oila. In other words, in Gemara Lashon, Reb Meir holds toughest Lashon Rishon. We go after what he says first. And Reb Yaisi holds af b'gemar dvarav adam nitfas. We look at what he said at the end as well. However, everybody would agree. When he first said the mother should be a shlam, at that time he wasn't thinking about the baby being a carbon oila. But nimlach, he changed his mind. He said, vlad, but the baby oila wanted that to be an oila. Rezu vlad shlam. Now for sure the baby is a shlam. The chiddush is, even though he changed his mind right away, even though he did so toich kedei dibber. Toich kedei dibber means within the amount of time it takes to say the word Shalom Alecha Rabbi Amiri. But it's too late. Toich kedei dibber helps for a lot of things, but not for this. If you said a Kela Kaddish instead of a Melech HaKaddish, and toich kedei dibber, you said a Melech HaKaddish, it's okay if you didn't start out to Chayinin, and for many other halachis. But not over here. When he said Mother Shlomim, baby Oila, because in his mind, that's not what he had in mind when he said mother shlamim. It doesn't help that he said a tachidei dibra. The mother is a shlamim and it's too late for the baby to become an oila. The rule is, All Teich K'tei Dibber is K'dibber Dami. The exception is Magdish, Tmura, Megadev, Avodah Zarah, Mekadesh, Umegaresh. Six things. When you declare something Hegdish, when you do Tmura, if a person Chas V'Shalom curses, Klapei Maila, Avodah Zarah, if someone's Mekadesh in Isha, or divorce. With these six things, it doesn't help to say he changed his mind Teich K'tei Dibber. He better think before he says it, because once he says it, it's done. So once again, chazing over our Mishnah, Perik Hey Mishnah Gimel, if someone says, I want the baby to be an Oila and the mother to be a Shlamim, so by saying the baby first, he made things simple for us. The baby had the Kedusha of Oila first, then comes the mother as a Shlamim. If he said, mother Shlamim, baby Oila, so according to Rav Meir, too late. The baby is not going to be an Oila. Because when you said mother Shlamim, the mother is a Shlamim. Automatically, the child of a Shlamim is a Shlamim. It's too late now to change it to an Ayla. Rav Meir holds toughest Lashon Rishon. We go after what he says first. Rabbi Yossi says no. If he didn't change his mind, but this is what he wanted to say to start with. He wanted to say to start with, mother Shlamim, baby Ayla. So he didn't do it the right way. He could have said baby Ayla first and mother Shlamim. He said mother Shlamim, baby Ayla. But Lamaisa, he wanted to start with. This was his plan. Mother Shlam and baby Oila. He just couldn't say both at the same time. So we don't say Shlam is Chal first, and it's too late for the Oila. No, we still say Dvar of Kayana. But even Rabbi Yossi is Maida. If he says Mother Shlamim, and then suddenly he changes his mind, he goes, baby Oila. Even though he did a Teich K'tei Dibber, it doesn't help. Both mother and baby are Shlamim.